KFMW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge puts a stop to the Trump-Musk mass firings, at least for now, granting a temporary restraining order to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. The U.S. District Judge in San Francisco says the canning of federal probationary employees is likely unlawful. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Republicans should look at Elon Musk's federal contracts if they want to get serious about saving money. A search warrant reveals new information about the death of legendary Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife and their dog, ABC's Mola Lange, in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Police say there were no signs of a natural gas leak, no carbon monoxide detected, but they add that it's possible the gas could have dissipated in the time between their deaths and when authorities arrived on scene.
According to New Jersey officials, the spread of measles in the state involves three members of the same family. This is ABC News. Controversial YouTube influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate are back in the U.S. after their travel restrictions were lifted in Romania, where the brothers face rape and human trafficking charges. The brothers arrived in Florida by private jet. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in London.
They could be tried in absentia. Ultimately, they would be breaking court rules in Romania. It would lessen their ability to travel to certain European countries because Romania, being a member of the European Union, will have extradition treaties with certain other members of the European Union. The UK courts have a case against the Tate brothers, and they're wanted for extradition to the UK in relation to the allegations against them.
Singer Katy Perry's headed into space, blasting off aboard next month's launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket. Also, TV host Gail King will be along for the ride. Former NASA rocket scientists Elisha Brown and bioastronomics research scientists Amanda Nguyen also. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just being inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how they're pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful cloud cover in the overnight. A slight chance of sprinkles and flurries with temperatures in the upper 20s. A gusty south wind. On Friday, wind advisory with a northwest wind gusting to 40 and 45. Highs in the upper 40s and a little rain around. Right now, it's 31.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So yesterday, a young child died of measles in Texas, or maybe it was New Mexico. There's this big outbreak going on, and among unvaccinated people, surprise, surprise, you've got to have at least 95% vaccination to stop measles, you know, to establish herd immunity for measles, because it's so contagious. You literally can contract measles from somebody by walking into a room that they were in up to 2 hours previously. That's how contagious measles is. It's one of the most contagious viruses that humans can get, right at the top. It's far more contagious than the flu or COVID. So this child died. It was the first death from measles in 10 years here in the United States. And Bob Kennedy yesterday in the White House cabinet meeting, or the White House cabinet let's all praise dear leader session, Bob Kennedy said, well, it's not a big deal, you know, or words to that effect. You know, we always have measles outbreaks. Yes and no. Measles was eradicated from the United States before these vaccine denier freaks started this whole campaign, you know, a decade or so ago. And now we're seeing a steady increase in measles cases in the United States, and now measles deaths. Interestingly, this is it's the Food and Drug Administration. They have this committee. It's called the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, VRBPAC, VRBPAC. And they meet a couple times a year, and they're the ones who, you know, every 6 months, the flu vaccine gets updated. I guess it's annually, but, you know, they meet 6 months in advance to try to decide what's going to go into the flu vaccine, because there's, you know, dozens, probably hundreds of different flu strains out there that can infect humans. And, you know, they're looking at what are the ones that are most endemic, what are the ones that are most, you know, pretty much everywhere, number one. And number two, of those, say there's like 8 or 10 of them, of those, which are the three or four most dangerous or most deadly? For people over 65, you get a quadrivalent shot. It's got four different killed vaccines in it. For people under 65, it's a trivalent shot. It's got three different vaccines in it. The one for over 65 also does not have a preservative in it. There's no Tamiflu in it. But in any case, that without that committee meeting, you're not going to have a flu vaccine next year or this year, you know, this fall. And this is the second time that this meeting has been canceled, apparently by Bob Kennedy or people working for him. Also, there was money going to Moderna to develop an mRNA vaccine for the bird flu that may well turn out to be the next 1918 flu pandemic that kills millions of Americans. That got stopped. There was also in development, paid for with federal funds, a program to make the COVID shot into a COVID pill that you could take, which would, you know, radically increase compliance. People will take pills when they won't take, you know, injections every day of the week. That got canceled. And then there's the program to stop Ebola, which Elon Musk lied about yesterday, saying that that program had been put back into place. It has not been put back into place. It's still shut down. So where are we going with this? Why was it canceled? Nobody knows. Nobody knows exactly what's going on. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who has written several books, Strong Men is probably her most famous, about authoritarians and oligarchy, but mostly about authoritarianism. She wrote over on Blue Sky yesterday, quote, you know, again, in answer to the question, why did the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee cancel their meeting? She wrote, the reason? A diseased population is easier to control. The goal is to destroy America for the benefit of the autocracies these people are aligned with. In other words, Russia and China. And, you know, India and Israel and et cetera. You know, the Hungary. That's crazy. Remember the Republicans getting all, and QAnon getting all freaked out that there were sexual predators among the Democrats? Well, you know, one of the most famous sexual predators in the world is Andrew Tate and his brother. And they were under arrest in Romania on sex trafficking charges, rape charges, prostitution charges, things like that. Not sure about the prostitution, but some variation on that. And Trump just took your tax dollars to send a private jet over to Romania to fly these guys to Florida. Now, here's where the plot thickens. Ron DeSantis just came out and said, you can't stay in Florida. We don't want rapists here. But he's getting all kinds of crap on social media for saying that. And I don't think he has any legal basis to do this. Tate and his brother were British citizens, but they became U.S. citizens. And so, you know, if you're a U.S. citizen, you have a U.S. passport, even if you're under indictment for rape in Romania, you know, a governor can't kick you out of the state, to the best of my knowledge. So this is going to get interesting. There's an article about it over on Raw Story that's worth checking out. Finally, Donald Trump was caught on a hot mic telling a Fox host to praise him. Seriously. Oh, my God. This is proof that Fox News just, you know, Trump says jump and Fox News says how high. Apparently there were two of them. Yeah, this was Lawrence Jones of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. The two people who asked the most or had the most microphone time in terms of asking Trump questions, now that he is aggressively purging his press pool of actual journalists, were Lawrence Jones of Fox and James Rosen of Newsmax. Brian Glenn and James Rosen of Newsmax, you know, two right-wing television networks. And afterwards, when Trump thought the cameras were off, but his mic was still hot, he turned to Lawrence Jones, the Fox News Channel guy, and he said, Lawrence, say we did a great job, please, okay? Say it was unbelievable. And so I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'm guessing that Lawrence ran right to the camera and said, hey, they did a great job, it's unbelievable. Because if you do that, if you kiss Trump's ass enough, he'll make you a Secretary of Defense. You know, he'll make you vice president. He'll put you in charge of the EPA. He'll put you in charge of our intelligence services. He'll figure out a place for you. All you have to do is just do the dear leader routine. This is, America is starting to resemble North Korea. I mean, that was the most shocking part of yesterday's cabinet meeting. Shouldn't have been shocked. I mean, it kind of followed the same script of previous cabinet meetings, except typically they don't start with Elon Musk telling everybody what to do. But again, Trump goes around the cabinet and everybody has an opportunity to tell him how wonderful he is as he sits there smiling, you know, ear to ear. And that's what they do in North Korea. Dear leader, you know, it's wild. It's wild stuff. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Not my spirits. One thing, little tiny thing, is that I have always carried a little binder around, not a binder, spiral notebook in my glove compartment, and a Sharpie. And not a big one like, you know, like some people, but and I leave rolled up notes like a love your bumper sticker or way to go or something like that, or stop watching Fox or inform yourself, whatever, you know, I've done that for years. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's legal. It doesn't stick to the car, and then I've had some other more pointed ones. They're never, you know, using bad language, but you know, that might include the word stupid. But mostly they're pretty benign. But they're just a little heads up. So I'm 77 and a quarter years old. I'm going back to, you know, 6 1/4, but I'm 7. And so I may not be out and about, and I've mentioned this before, and I did postcards, and, you know, so I'm a little less active. But that's something, some little thing that you can do.
Yeah.
And it's just better than nothing. That's all I can say. And anyway, and calling and all the other stuff. But what I wanted to ask you about was, is there actually a method? And then I go, well, who cares about methods and laws anymore? Apparently nobody. Whereas I've been paying taxes since I was 16 in California, and I'm tired and really pissed off about supporting these idiot states. Is there a method that the, you know, the West Coast states and the East Coast states, is there a way that they could withhold their federal taxes to the U.S. government?
Yeah. I don't believe
legal,
so.
Not legal, possible?
Yeah, I don't believe it's legal, and I'm not even sure it would be possible, because your federal tax relationship is not with your state. I mean, you inform your state of the federal taxes you paid on your state tax return, I believe. But whether you do or not, I don't think it matters, because all that money goes directly out of your pocket or your checking account directly into the federal, you know, federal treasury. And I've had, you know, somebody called in a while ago and suggested that, why don't we just have the states create escrow accounts that people could put their federal taxes into.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that would require changes in both federal and state law.
Breaking thereof.
Yeah, there you go. I just don't see it happening. It would be a great thing if we could do it. But, and maybe somebody who's a scholar of these things will call in, but I don't see it. Katie, thanks for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, and let me tell you, being a mom is tiresome, and you need a break. So take one at Mom Prom on Saturday, March 8th at the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel from 7 till 10 p.m. Grab those old prom dresses, homecoming dresses, heck, there's somebody with a pile of bridesmaid dresses somewhere, and have fun and let loose. You could even get named prom queen. It may be called Mom Prom, but it's open to all ladies 21 and over. So head to WGBW.FM, click events, and find out more.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. They're found in your bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk with a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of other college brands' price. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The GOP Taliban is making their move, changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice, trying to take your vote, trying to drown.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Albert in Big Sandy, Texas. Hey, Albert, what's on your mind today?
Tom, life is grand.
Indeed.
I'm the same age as you are, and every time I hear you or Greg Powell's talking about the voter registration purges, I see your hair on fire. My hair, what's left of it, catches fire. So I Googled voter registration, the history of it, and it was originally designed to suppress the vote in the beginning of the 20th century of the Italians, the Irish, and the Poles that were immigrating to this country their vote.
That's true.
So
most countries don't even have voter registration. You know, you live in the country, you're a citizen, you just show up and you vote. It's that simple.
There you go. But in this, what we need to do is we need photo ID. You walk into your polling station, there's a point-of-sale machine there that Visa and MasterCard use millions of times a day, 24/7, 365, that takes in your charge and dings your account.
So what are you going to do about the 18% of Americans, American adults who have no photo ID, Albert? Some are disabled, some are people who just don't travel, some are people who've never driven. My old friend Jerry Schneiderman, who passed away last year from COVID, spent his entire life in New York City, never had a driver's license because he never needed it. He just never left New York City. A lot of adults in New York City don't have a driver's license. What do you do?
You have to have a photo ID or a driver's license with a photo on it to do any banking or any commerce. You're going to need an ID.
No, it's not necessarily true.
The problem that you're suggesting pales in comparison to what you.
I'm saying you're trying
about.
To solve a problem that doesn't exist, Albert. The whole point of photo ID is to make sure that people who are only citizens are voting. Only citizens do vote. It's a felony not to be for a person who's not a citizen to vote. And people who are not citizens just don't vote. Kris Kobach launched this massive campaign when he was in the Trump White House. Looking for, aliens all across the United States, he found one guy, and this was a guy, a Republican who from Austria, who was voting, down in Florida, claiming he was a U.S. citizen when he wasn't. He found one guy, billions and billions of ballots, cast in the last 10, 15 years. They've identified maybe 7 or 8 people who are not citizens. This is a non-problem. What the Republicans are trying to do is say, we don't want poor people to vote. We don't want old people whose driver's licenses have expired. By the way, the states that require photo ID will not let you use an expired photo ID. What kind of logic is that? People stop driving when they're in their mid-70s or early 80s, but they still want to vote. I mean,
I get that, Tom. But here's the deal. If you walk into a polling station and your driver's license has been expired for 6 months, nothing has changed. You just didn't renew your driver's license. And all you got to do is change the law stating that you can use an expired driver's license.
We're in a break. I got to run. We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge puts a stop to the Trump-Musk mass firings, at least for now, granting a temporary restraining order to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. The U.S. District Judge in San Francisco says the canning of federal probationary employees is likely unlawful. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Republicans should look at Elon Musk's federal contracts if they want to get serious about saving money. A search warrant reveals new information about the death of legendary Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife and their dog, ABC's Mola Lange, in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Police say there were no signs of a natural gas leak, no carbon monoxide detected, but they add that it's possible the gas could have dissipated in the time between their deaths and when authorities arrived on scene.
According to New Jersey officials, the spread of measles in the state involves three members of the same family. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we were just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful cloud cover in the overnight. A slight chance of sprinkles and flurries with temperatures in the upper 20s. A gusty south wind. On Friday, wind advisory with a northwest wind gusting to 40 and 45. Highs in the upper 40s and a little rain around. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review, and Mr. Zomers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hang on here a minute. There you go. There's something, I have a couple of scenarios here, and neither of them are good for us. Okay, the first one being, no one's talked about, the money. If Trump and his buddies continue, that's money to rebuild.
You're talking about Ukraine here?
I'm talking about Ukraine. Now, they've got, apartment buildings, utilities, transportation, roads, bridges, you name it, that's destroyed. Now, if for some reason Europe and Ukraine get together and they force the Russians out, now, do you think that outfits like Bechtel or Kiewit, et cetera, Turner Construction are going to have a chance to bid on that work? There's big, heavy construction companies in, France, Britain, and Germany. And we will miss out on that money. And I don't see how these top executives of these companies, could ignore that Donnie's a builder, we'll vote for him. My second scenario is
Let me respond to that one first. Always assumed, and I certainly hope, that it gets done the way that the Marshall Plan did after World War II, which is that we provide cash, but we want the country that is doing the rebuilding to develop as in the process of the rebuilding, to develop a local, an indigenous, construction industry, that will serve them well going forward. So I don't think that American companies should be doing any rebuilding in Ukraine. I think Ukrainian companies should.
If there's companies that are big enough.
There's no doubt that there's companies. I mean, Ukraine built all that infrastructure to begin with. They know how to build things.
Well, okay. All right. Point taken. Secondly, if let's say Russia takes down Ukraine, now between the two of them, they control 25% of the world's wheat production. Now, with USAID being hamstrung, and the Chinese, they've been there for years, but I could see Vlad saying to some petty dictator, in Somalia or something, hey, we got all this wheat. We're gonna give it to you people so your people don't starve. And while we're at it, we'll bring along Wagner to take care of them pesky rebels up out in the hills for you. How's that sound?
Yeah. Well, this is what's happening right now. Is the countries that have been aligned with the United States and were large recipients of USAID. And there's a lot of them, and probably roughly 50 of them that are, very much at risk of joining the Russians or the Chinese, most likely the Chinese, because the Chinese are both the Russians and the Chinese for a long, long time have wanted us to get rid of USAID. I think, this is just my personal theory, I think Elon Musk's hatred of USAID comes from the fact that USAID was one of the major forces that helped bring down apartheid in South Africa when Elon Musk was a child. He left South Africa when he was 17 after the end of apartheid. But prior to that, you know, he was a rich white guy who literally was, according to his father, was driven to school every day in a chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce. And all that white privilege kind of evaporated when apartheid ended. And Musk, you know, fled to Canada and then came to the United States on a student visa, even though he wasn't apparently a student any longer. You know, he was an illegal immigrant. But I don't see the rebuilding of Ukraine as a huge opportunity for us. I really think it needs to be an opportunity for Ukraine. Mike, thanks for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Chris Sanders, within the last couple of days, gave a speech at the Workers' Strike Back conference in which he defines the resurgence of fascism here in this country. So, again, that's the Chris Sanders Workers' Strike Back conference. If you want to hear what he has to say about fascism, it's pretty darn good. And then my major point is, on Tuesday, Tom, Trump stood before the nation, made a major foreign policy statement. He said, I am stopping the war because I don't want people to die. Now, we all know that's a lie. But then, on Wednesday, he says, well, on Friday, Zelensky's coming. We're going to sign the minerals agreement. And in return, I'm going to give Zelensky billions. Not only that, I'm going to give him all the munitions he wants so that he can continue his war. So he does a 180 on Ukraine right in front of the whole world.
Yeah, but it's highly conditional. I mean, it's basically you got to sign this document that doesn't tell you what you're signing.
So you don't think Zelensky will do that tomorrow?
I just don't know. I mean, the document, we've all seen it. It's been published now. And basically it says that, you know, half of the revenue from these rare earth minerals is going to go to the United States pursuant to another document that defines, you know, what is whose and how it gets done and how long it lasts and what the terms of the deal are. And that other document has not yet been written. So it's basically, you know, sign a trust me document. And I don't think, you know, and Trump in front of Keir Starmer just a moment ago just said, well, I think we can trust Vladimir Putin if he says he's not going to, you know, go in more further invasions of Ukraine. We can trust him. Like, yeah, if you know, give me a friggin' break. But Larry, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I've just been sitting here watching all this stuff and trying to keep my temper. And I...
It's a wise thing to do.
Yeah. Keeps your blood pressure down. Yeah. But what Trump is doing is destroying the United States on purpose. He is consistently getting rid of, tearing apart the justice system. He's tearing apart every agency the people need. But a lot of what he's doing is a direct hit on the Constitution. We're telling press people they can't get in there unless they're going to bow down to him and tell him he's wonderful. And then you see people being fired off of MSNBC. When I was in a bookstore yesterday, I was talking to a lady, and another woman walked up and said Joy Reid was fired because she's nothing but a liar. And I lost it then and had to leave. I apologized to the bookstore owner for my behavior. But I just, yeah, I'm going to miss Chris Hayes. But everything that Trump is doing is to destroy our Constitution, destroy the country, destroy our culture. He's going to change history. He's going to make sure that there's never anything left about anything negative about him that was ever done or said or in court cases. He's going to make sure that he is remembered as a dear supreme leader of the United States.
Yep.
And his business of saying that he trusts Putin because of all the Russia scandal and everything, it's ridiculous. And if whatever we do with Ukraine, it should be Russia gets out.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Gives back Crimea.
I agree.
And they give back the 200,000 women and children they kidnapped.
Yep.
Anybody remember them? Anybody talking about them?
Yep.
And make sure that whatever the mineral deal is, that Russia gets no part of it. And Russia should be sanctioned and forced to pay for the cost of rebuilding Ukraine.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree, Norma. And our reputation, our standing in the world, is at...
And our money. Our money is going to tank.
Yeah, it's all at risk here. And I think our economy is going to go in the crapper here. Norma, thank you for the call. Yeah, always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. It is 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Elon Musk's boy Big Balls really wouldn't want you to know all about. I'll be right back with you. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USA and no more USA. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just a kid, I had a wicked little plan. A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess. Delivered every morning, no time to rest. We're stomping out the fires of his chaos parade while he's laughing in the distance at the mess he's made.
Ten minutes before the hour, welcome back. Tom in Orland Park, Illinois. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm just calling regarding some of your comments that you had earlier about LBJ and him not running and how Kent State had something to do with that. Now, Tom, I know you're an educated person. I believe you have a PhD. Is that correct?
Not really. I have an honorary PhD.
Okay. I didn't know that. But I know you're an educated person. And sometimes when you talk about...
What did I miss here, Tom? Just get right to it. You don't need to talk about me.
Well, LBJ did not run because, first of all, the Tet Offensive caused the uproar about Vietnam and our ability to win that war. And then Walter Cronkite followed that up with direct criticism of him. And also, there was the primaries.
So what did I miss with the timeline of Kent State? Was Kent State during the Nixon administration?
Kent State was May 4th of 1970. It had nothing to do with it.
Okay, so that was Nixon. Okay, my apologies.
That was the
Tom,
time
thanks
you were
for correcting
probably
me.
In school. Weren't you in college at that time?
By 70, no. I was no longer in college. But, you know, I was alive and paying attention. So, Tom, thanks for straightening me out. I appreciate it. Thank you. Mark in Falmouth, Kentucky. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, so Saturday my wife got a letter from the Commonwealth of Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's voters' registration rights and declinations. And it says if you are not registered to vote where you live, and then it got three boxes, yes, no, and already registered. But below that, it says, if you do not check one of these boxes above, it will be considered that you have decided not to register to vote at this time.
Huh.
Is that a purge letter?
It may well be. I'd have to see more details of it.
It is actually from the cabinet.
Yeah.
I checked it out. I went online, and it's a legit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it sounds like a purge letter. You know, if you don't send it back, I mean, they're just telling you right up front, don't send this back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Purge.
It says that you have decided not to register to vote at this time.
Yeah. And do you live in a blue area, Mark?
No.
Are you registered as a Democrat?
I'm registered as a Democrat, but my wife is registered as independent.
Did she get the letter?
And she's the one that got the letter.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. So it sounds like they're trying to purge the independents. Huh.
Well, see, Kentucky is 48% registered Democrats and 44% registered Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But at the House and Senate, it's like 80% Republicans. And
right, because of the gerrymandering.
Because of the gerrymandering.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Mark, thanks for that data point. I'm not sure what to do with it, but perhaps somebody who is familiar with what's going on in Kentucky can call in and and fill us in. You know, probably not today, but, you know, the program will continue. Mark, thank you. Portia in Maple Valley, Washington, you are on the air.
Yeah. I want everyone to remember that the word for today is extortion. I've called my senator and told her to say it repeatedly. I've been trying to think what you call what Trump is doing to Ukraine. And, you know, I came up with bribery and fraud and ransom, and those weren't right. And I finally remembered extortion.
Yep.
That's exactly what he's doing, and yep, in our name. And yep, that
that's what he tried
wrong
to do before, and it got him impeached.
Yes. And we need to say it to everybody we talk to and tell our representatives to start using that word immediately.
Yeah,
because
I'm with you, Portia.
Tomorrow.
I'm with you. I that's brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that. Willa in Las Vegas. Hey, Willa, what's up?
I wanted to thank you for finally mentioning Elon Musk's connection to apartheid. I have always said that the reason he hated the United States was because his family was driven out of South Africa as a result of the end of apartheid. And he knows that America supported the end of apartheid, along with many, many businesses here in the United States.
Yeah.
So he hates the U.S., and he really would like to see us in ruins, and that's where he's taken us. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to say, and people, these guys that are senators and representatives in the House, they like those jobs that much that they sell their soul to the devil, okay?
Yeah.
As to stay in office and keep agreeing with this crazy man.
Yeah.
Trump isn't running the United States. Elon Musk gave him lots of money.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And now Musk wants the Federal Aviation Administration to give him billions of dollars more so that he can fix their systems. Willa, thank you. I agree with you. I'm not certain he hates America, but he certainly hated USAID, which played a big role in ending apartheid in South Africa. Willa, thank you. And thanks for being with us today. I'll be back, a week from Monday. But Jefferson Smith will be here, and he'll be taking good care of you. Please treat him well. And don't forget, democracy requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The Green Bay Correctional Institute. Discussions with Village President Jim Rafter and Prison Guard Joe Vertigan.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.com.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Applying the brakes to the Trump-Musk mass firings of federal probationary workers. A federal judge in San Francisco, he says that the actions are likely unlawful, granting a temporary stop to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. More on the police investigation into the discovery of the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife at their home in New Mexico. ABC's Alex Stone.
There was no gas in there. But because it appears that they had been dead for a very long time, it could have been weeks, it could have been months, that with that front door open, that then the gas could have gone out the front door. The one dog died in the kennel. There were two other dogs, but they were free, coming and going from a doggy door.
President Trump meets at the White House Friday with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They're expected to sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. Attorney General Pamela Bondi announcing 29 wanted people from Mexico have been taken into U.S. custody. This is ABC News. Two NASA astronauts on a long